even on a drizzly autumn day, Malvern House didn't look as if a mummy's curse hung over it. Set back from the road behind a wall of peaked wrought-iron fencing and surrounded with swaths of lawn and lush plantings, the Mayfair townhouse seemed solid and respectably elegant. Beyond the semicircular sweep of the drive, its three stories rose in symmetrical Georgian sophistication. I paused at the open gates and checked my wristwatch. 10:15. I was early, which showed how nervous I was. I wasn't normally someone who arrived at appointments 15 minutes beforehand, but I was meeting with Lady Agnes Malvern. I didn't want to put a foot wrong. Arriving too early was out of the question. I walked past the open gates and strolled through the exclusive neighbourhood around the fenced park at the centre of Malvern Square. The drizzle was light, and with my warm felt cloche, I didn't need to put up my umbrella. A wind with a sharp edge pulled at my skirt, and I gathered the lapels of my new wool coat around my neck. Within a few blocks I left the residential area and joined the quick pace of Mayfair shoppers on a commercial street. I had the letter I'd received from Lady Agnes tucked away in my handbag, but I didn't need to take it out to read it again. I knew the short missive by heart. Lady Agnes and her family were having trouble with some nasty rumours about their uncle's death. A mutual friend, Sebastian Blakely, had recommended Lady Agnes contact me. I'd helped sort out an unpleasant situation during a party at Sebastian's country home, and I was pleased he'd mentioned me to Lady Agnes. The fact she'd contacted me on Sebastian's recommendation meant I might actually be able to make my own way in the world. I was a well-read woman with an education befitting a lady. I had the ability to carry on a conversation about the weather for at least 1/4 hour, and I could sort out complex seating arrangements at a dinner party. But neither my ladylike education nor my status as a gentlewoman had been advantageous when it came to finding paid employment. Instead of working for a company or individual, I'd had to create my own job. I'd done fairly well in the line of work I'd fallen into, which was helping people handle sensitive matters discreetly. I'd successfully completed the 2 jobs I'd taken on. I'd made some headway in supporting myself, but my money troubles were far from over. I felt as if I'd dragged myself up to a narrow ledge where I was balanced precariously. Any misstep could send me plummeting back into the mass of the unemployed. If I could convince Lady Agnes to hire me, then solve her problem, I could really be on my way. There's nothing like a recommendation from the aristocracy to boost a commercial concern. A high-pitched voice drew my attention as I reached the end of the street. A newspaper boy in a flat cap called out, "Mummy haunts Mayfair townhouse. Details inside. Get your copy right here." I handed over a few coins and took a newspaper. It wasn't one of the staid, respectable papers. The news sheet was The Hullabaloo, one of the tabloids that specialised in scandalous headlines in gigantic fonts. The story was front and centre above the fold. I checked the byline, but it was a man's name, not my boarding school charmessie Matthews, who worked for the newspaper. A picture of the new Lord Malvern, Gilbert, Lady Agnes's brother, ran alongside the text, which described a maid, unnamed of course, who recounted horrible wailing sounds emanating from the great gallery in Malvern House. "No one wants to go in there," the scandal sheet quoted the unnamed servant. According to the story, the last housemaid who had dusted in the great gallery fainted and had to be carried out by 2 footmen. Once she came around, she refused to return to work and left her position, choosing instead to go back to her family in the country. The article included a statement from a current resident of Malvern House, also unnamed, who said, "No one will go into the great gallery now. The doors are chained shut to keep the spirit locked in." I skimmed to the last lines. "The troubles continue for the family of the late Lord Malvern, eminent Egyptologist and possessor of a cache of mummies. Will the Curtis family ever be free of the torment?"